Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC. Group, Redding, Virginia,
New England Farm Magazine, Majority Way CEO, BSN, contributor, Boston, Massachusetts, Michael Zingram, BSN, Social Radio Hall, every Saturday, Wednesday night, Saturday afternoon, Wednesday night, 718-508-9216. Get your Philly groove and New York, Canadian groove on with the Soul Patrol. So ready to rock. I think I'm home to look at them 14-15. Sports Hub with Cabo Reggie and the gang. And you can't forget the little old Mr. Man. Every Saturday afternoon, he'll make his ass smile. In the music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. WZM 1450 and WZM RadioOnline.com. The Artist Soul, Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, Mighty Obama. The Radio Love, Dead 80, Buffalo, New York. And Young Gun, Travis Singleton. Mr. King McGrain, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is the brother Anthony Johnson. Happy birthday to Anthony Johnson. His birthday today. And the Anthony Johnson Show. Every Saturday. 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 to the East. Political food for the soul. Remember, Norm Rogers, CEO of BSN. New York City, New York. And the family of BSN writers and broadcasters. Can't forget the 609 and the 707 for their support. One biggest sponsor, the Cole Caravan. Email Caravan Gray at blackaddy.com or north19@add.net. Join the Cole. Join the Cove Patrol. Let's get it right. Join the Cove Caravan, the Soul Patrol, and Fan Nation, along with WZM 1450 on Facebook.com. We'll be right back. Pro Bowl. Nobody watched. And the reason is because Everybody avoids the game like the plague. Score is high. The play is sloppy. And the quarterback is out of field day. Question. Can you name me the winner of last year's game? On my back, can you name me the winner of this year's game? That's my point. You know, I'm going to AFC. AFC, it's Team Rice against Team Irving. Those of you who are old like me, remember the old college All-Star game against the NFL Super Bowl champions. How long did that last? Not long. Change the name. Change the mascot. Do not use FedEx. Shipping company. Until they remove their name from Fayetteville and Andover, Maryland. This is a very serious issue. And it should be resolved before the end of the decade. The Washington Football Club wants to move back to Washington, D.C. And they cannot move in the city limits with that name. The call is going to go 646-727-3649. I salute Panther quarterback Cam Newton for what he did last week in the media day at Super Bowl. He spoke out. He knew what that was, and everybody else did too. 5 years ago, draft guru Norman Milwaukee wrote an article in Pro Football Weekly on the draft issues of Cam Newton, the Auburn quarterback. This writer stated, again, a bad character, arrogant, fake smile, face up to the camera, very immature, has a big ego, has an entitlement, very immature, anything above the law. And they have meetings. Also, he had a problem with authority. Now, not one of these issues are football issues. When you talk about white quarterbacks, it's about football issues. When it comes to black quarterbacks, it never is. It's always outside issues. Now, Norman Milwaukee has got a job at the NFL now. Norman Milwaukee is set for life. Now, why he wrote this article, you had to ask him. I think it's inflammatory. It's degrading. And racist. Here's the reason why. Middle of Milwaukee, he not into Americans. Again, he won the National Junior College Athletic Association Championship. Nor did he tell America how again he fought the game back to the game of Division One. He didn't tell you that. He was Division 2 champion. He didn't tell you that he won the Heisman Trophy. He didn't tell you he was the SEC Southeast Conference champion, MVP of that conference. He didn't tell you these things. These are football issues. No, it was easier to trash Cam Newton. It was easier to trash a 19-year-old black man. Milwaukee didn't care about what mentally, physically, psychologically, what it would do. And it cost Cam Newton $10. Well, tomorrow, Cam Newton is going for Super Bowl. Where's no Milwaukee at now? The sports reporters at the Super Bowl media day danced around the issue of race for a few minutes. And Cam came straight out and said, "Look, I know what this is about. I'm a strong, independent thinking black man. Black quarterback. And I'm good." The room went silent. The conversation ended. He called the car like it is. And they couldn't answer. They were not ready for that. What Cam Newton said. They were not ready for it. They couldn't deal with it. And he laid the cards on the table. Now, I want people to watch tomorrow. I want you to watch the linebackers. I want you to watch the referees. There's a reason for that. They know every play you call holding. Now, I want you to write down when the holding was called, how it was called, who had the ball, and was it a touchdown or not, or a big drive. It could be a 7-14-point swing on one goal. The Denver Lions had to stop Newton, or this game is over. The Carolina safeties and linebackers might squeeze Manning and force him into the running game. The first quarter will tell. We will see the first quarter how it goes. It should be an interesting Super Bowl because both teams are great defensive powerhouses. Both teams defenses will not allow scores. So it should be a low-scoring game. Monday, if Peyton Manning can pass the ball more than 30 yards, it will force the guy defense to back up. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going with the guy passing the black cat, 35-17. And by the way, for you theorists, conspiracy theorists, you mean and Cam Newton has a lot in common. Huey Newton is the leader of Black Panthers. Cam Newton is the leader of the Carolina Panthers. Huey Newton and Cam Newton have the same last name. Huey Newton and Cam Newton are all African Americans. Huey Newton is a political leader. Cam Newton is a football leader. And last, Huey Newton died the same day that Cam Newton was born. Now, if you don't think about conspiracies, that is mind-boggling. Mind-bending. So, enjoy the game tomorrow. Panthers and Denver. And if Denver loses this game, it'll be the third time an African-American quarterback has done it to them. The first was 87 with the Washington Football Club and Doug Williams with that outstanding second quarter. 2 years ago, it was Russell Wilson and the 12th man at Seattle beat Denver. And this year, it's Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers against Denver. And if Carolina beat these guys this year, Denver will not want to see another black quarterback in a lifetime at the Super Bowl. We'll take a break. Come back with news of the week. News of the week next time.
Oh, yeah. Gotta make a change. way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the love, giving it back to you.
Never did any bad deed at all. Now, remember, folks, This guy has beat up his girlfriend 3 times. He's been caught drinking and driving. Allegedly. But when running back Ray Rice was on film knocking out his fiance, the Baltimore Ravens made no time at all releasing him. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Browns took a whole year to release Johnny Manziel. Now, I wonder what Noah Nowalki would say about that. Now, if this were Teddy Bridgewater, Russell Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, or Cam Newton, the media would run out of town. They would run him out of town so fast you need a chance to catch him. But this is what Tupac would say. This is what it is. And we got change. Oh, yeah, down in Houston. The team with, no courage. Dwight Howard did it again. He bumped in the referee. And he gets suspended for bumping into the referee. You don't do that again. You don't touch the referee. Ever. I would not play a Miami game on Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday we get more news. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the 49ers, wants the lead to go to the New York Jets. Now, I wonder if Tim Kelly had nothing to do with this. Because Colin Kaepernick is no dummy. And he's going to happen in Philadelphia. So maybe he doesn't want no part of Tim Kelly and his system. We will see how this plays out as the spring goes on. Also, by April 1st is when the contract year will be paid or waived. Peyton Manning, here's a good one. Rumor has he goes to LA Rams, a.k.a. St. Louis Rams. Now, you know how Hollywood is. You have to have a star to beat LA. And right now, St. Louis LA Rams have no star on that team. Also, they have a raggedy coach with Jeff Fisher. The rumor mill is working overtime on Wednesday with Dwight Howard going to the New York Knicks. No, not in this lifetime. If he can't take the heat in Los Angeles, what do you think he's going to take the heat in New York? I don't think so. Sad news in Oakland as Ken Stabler was diagnosed with CTE. And the NFL has to get over this. Stage 3, a scale of stage 4, at the autopsy. And the NFL is asserting it's thinking it ain't the dead. They had to go up with a new element or a new way of tackling, because right now 60-70% of all players have CTE. Oh yeah, the Broncos cannot be happy on Wednesday night. Reserve Tennessee collision with his brother in a car. Ryan was released with no charges, and the Broncos immediately sent him back to Denver, which they should have done. On Thursday, Tony Stewart will not be racing next year. Next week, if they don't have 500, that Stewart injured his back severely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not happy with this next story. Bill Rosnowski and Rodney Harrison say that if you can't beat Cam Newton, take him out. Injure him. Concuss him. You know, I know. If anybody touches Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees, you know what happened. But you can actually say in public, take out Cam Newton. And this is the kind of nonsense that we're dealing with as African Americans here. Bill Romanowski, no better. He knows better than to do this. But you know how that goes. Let's take a break before we go to the AHL. Take a break. We'll be right back. and my girl, Betty Fletcher, and the kisses. Yes, sir. And my girl. My football is winding down now. My Super Bowl tomorrow. Basketball takes over. Hockey takes over center stage. Rest of the year until baseball starts in April or May. The commissioner say the game address. Didn't say much. And he never answered the Oakland Raiders question. Also, the issue of diversity never got answered. Now, if I'm the commissioner of football, I would try to keep the Oakland Raiders in Oakland. Build a new stadium, and this is what I would do. I would blow up the Coliseum. Just blow it up. Both sides, blow it up. Put the Raiders on the north side and the A's on the south side with the parking lot in the middle. Everybody's happy because water to move in San Francisco and more space. There you go. Now, the problem is the money. Where are you going to get the money from? That's been the issue for weeks, days, years. It's been going on for 10 years now, 15 years. And Al Davis Jr. now ready. On Thursday, the Golden State Warriors went to the White House. David Lee joined them to meet Barack Obama. And we're on a White House tour. Have fun. Trying to move on myself on Thursday. Now I was in real trouble. And I really fear for this guy because now it's become a legal issue. As his ex-girlfriend is pressing charges against Trying to find out. The Dallas Police Department reports. It was a skirmish in the car, Menzel's car, last weekend. This man needs help. Josie out the door, scores a header at the USA beat Canada. 1-0 in a friendly match. In Los Angeles, this was a tune-up match for qualifiers in the March World Cup Championship before Rio. Okay, now I want you to get a picture of this. B. Rose. Why is he not in the Hall of Fame? You know the Hall of Fame because he gambled, correct? So why would Pete Rose do a Super Bowl commercial with Las Vegas gambling organization? Hey, this is why Pete Rose will never get the Hall of Fame. Because he keeps thumbing his nose, at Major League Baseball and the gambling rule. He knows the rule. Stop. You want to get all the fame? Divorce yourself from gambling. He won't do it. You know, I thought the University of Kentucky basketball program would be the one to get all this attention. But no, it's the Louisville Kentucky Cardinals who put themselves on probation after illegal funds and payments, allegedly. I feel real bad for the two senior, fifth year seniors who could graduate anywhere they wish, but they stayed in Louisville, Kentucky, and the Cardinals were in second place in the ACC and were attempting to zoom in for the March Madness, and now they only have two games in March. Rick Pitino has explained to do. He said he didn't know anything about this. If you're the head coach, you have to know everything about your team. So Rick Pitino saying that, I don't believe it. Up north, Northern California, George Carl, it's struggling. And Boogie is messing with his mind. And somebody has to go. Either Boogie Cousins or George Carl. Both of them cannot stay in the city of Sacramento. We know how it's going to turn out. The Chicago Bulls are a mass unit as Friday night, Jim Butler went down with a hyperextended knee injury on a rebound. This team is 6 games above 500 and in the East race. The Bulls return all their players before the end of the year. And they could be in the mix, but they had to get all their players back. Yannick Noah is out for the rest of the year. Derrick Rose is in and out all the time. So that's the question, where the Bulls can get all their people back in time for the playoffs. And they're happy in Boston. Last night, the Boston Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers by a last-second corner shot by Butler. And now the question begins. How good are the Cleveland Cavaliers? I said it before, I'll say it again. The Cleveland Cavaliers will win the Eastern Division. After that, that's it. The Cleveland Cavaliers cannot beat the OKC Thunder. They cannot beat the San Antonio Spurs. And you know they can't beat the Golden State Warriors. So whoever they go up against, they're going to win. The Boston wins on a last-second shot by Butler. That night, San Antonio beat Dallas, and the Spurs continue their reign in the West. 116-98, Aldridge gets a double-double. The Memphis Grizzlies beat up on my New York Knicks, 91-85. But I think winning in a row, they get back in the race in the West. And to see Porzingis get a double-double, but not enough for the Knicks. 91-85. Remember Grizzlies. In hockey, you cannot get rid of Nasty Ducks. They're back in the mix, and they win their 6th straight. 5-2 over the Phoenix Coyotes. And you don't want to see the Ducks anywhere near the playoffs. Because once they get in, they never get out. Now, Tampa Bay Lightning, they love being at home. And they hosted the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. And they blew out the Pittsburgh Penguins early for their eighth home win. A 6-3 victory. And Steve Demkos scored 2 goals. With the Winnipeg Jets, with 4 goals early in the first period. Winnipeg 5, loses 5-3 over the Hurricane. Dustin Byfuglien had all 4 assists, but still didn't matter. Cam Ward shut down the Winnipeg Jets. And we got a big game tonight in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City at the Warriors and Cal at Denver. We'll take a break and come back with the college, look at college basketball.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmers on blogtalkradio.com.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being. Let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight. Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, oh, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Mid-majors, Benedictine, 1, number two. Thank you, CBS. Saturday number three. Virginia Union number four. And the Strong Lady Bear number five. And the men, it's Stillman, Langston, Dillard, and Virginia Dayton. In the majors, the Hampton girls return number one. They return number two. The Jaguars, number three. I got Andy, Lady Aggies, number four. Bethuca, my Lady Wildcats, number five. The men, Lady Southern, Hampton, Daisy Date, Southern, and Dark Eyes Date. And there you have the mid majors and majors of the NCAA pool for this week, the first week of February. Games tonight. Look at Winston-Salem, the Augustine, a friend of schools at Virginia State. Remington at Shaw. Fayetteville State is at Charles C. Smith. Elizabeth City State is at Swan. Lincoln is at Bowie State. And the CIAA. And MEAC. That guy at Date is at Copper State. My guy at Central is at my guy at A&T, the Battle of North Carolina. At Durham. Murray the Shore is at Hampton. Bethune-Cookman is at Delaware State. Howard is at Norfolk State. Samantha State is at Morgan State. In the Swank. And Jackson State is at Alcorn State. Prairie View is at the Southern. Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Alabama A&M. Mississippi Valley State is at Alabama State. The Grambling Tigers is at Southern Jaguars. All tonight. In the MBC. Yeah, Missouri State. Bears at Evansville, Purple Aces. University of Northern Iowa, Panthers at the Drake Bulldogs. Loyola at Southern Illinois, Lukies. Indiana State Sycamores at Bradley Braves. And number one team in the MVP, Wichita State, is at Illinois State. The Redbirds in the Pac-10, Pac-12. It's Denver at Cal Ray this afternoon. Arizona at Washington. Arizona State at Washington State. Colorado is at Oregon State. And Utah is at Oregon. There you have the scores for the day. Let me get the word scored for you. Finals. Penn State beat Indiana. West Virginia beat Baylor University 80-9. Louisville, which is not eligible for any bowl bid, beat Boston College. Virginia beat Pittsburgh. Kansas beat DCU. Xavier beat Marquette. And the Battle of Michigan, Spartans, Michigan State beat the Wolverines of Michigan 89-83. The Cyclones are going strong as Iowa State beat OSU Oklahoma State. Bye-bye. The Wildcats of Villanova beat Providence 72-60. And we round out the scoreboard. Kentucky Wildcats beat the Florida Gators. The Terrapins and Maryland beat Purdue. They got the Gamecocks beat the Aggies at Texas A&M. 81-78. The Arizona Wildcats beat the Washington Huskies. 77-72. The Dayton Flyers beat Detroit Mason. And Oklahoma Sooners beat Kansas State. Kansas State beat Oklahoma Sooners. That's an upset. The Tar Heels are upset by Notre Dame. 80-86. And the game just started in Illinois. Wichita State 19. Illinois State 11. There you have the scoreboard for the NCAA Top 25. Hope you enjoy that. We're going to be back in a minute. We're going to do Marvin Gaye up here. What's going on?
There's far too many of you die.
anti-Latino, anti-disabled, anti-woman. We're going backwards, folks. We need to reevaluate the situation. Okay, back to sports. PGA last week was the Career Builder Challenge partnership with the Clint Foundation. The mayor in La Quinta, California, was in LA. It was a very snowy weekend. It's very, very long. It has been Monday afternoon in the rain and wind near San Diego. Only one player was played above par on Sunday. And that player was Ben Snedeker, and he won the tournament. He won the Career Challenge. Won his first victory of the year. This week there in the desert of Phoenix, Arizona, Wayne's Management Open in Phoenix. Again, resort next week. LPGA. And once again, the Koreans are taking over the LPGA. In the Bahamas, for the Pure Silk Classic, South Koreans are strong again. We Woo Jo Kim, win by 2 strokes, beating Se-Young Kim, no relations, and Stacey Lewis, who tied for second place. This week they're in Florida for the Golden Ocella Golf Classic. And it's Aquarian Club Championship. Last weekend, the Australian Open, it came to a close. The 100 losers their bid for 22nd major title in Melbourne, Australia. But the sporting world, they had to take themselves. Because ESPN, in one of their Friday night segments before the Australian Open, said, how would Serena Williams lose the Australian Open? Now, wait a minute. Why would you lead a story how Serena Williams would lose the tournament? That's ESPN. I think Serena Williams is American, and the girl she lost to was German. Nobody calls ESPN on this. Well, I am. If I didn't hear that myself, I wouldn't believe I heard it hurt. Anthony Kerber played a good game. Anthony Kerber beat Serena Williams fair and square. Serena Williams had 41 unforced errors. ESPN has to be ashamed of itself. You need the free Australian Open without getting Serena Williams lose the tournament. I mean, really? It never ends. The Joker, Novak Djokovic, win the 7th straight Australian Open and poor Murray. I mean, this guy, every time he goes down there and he loses to Novak Djokovic. The machine just keeps rolling along. But he can't seem to win the French Open. If he had won the French Open, he would have 4 Grand Slams in a row. But he can't win the French Open. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll have more next week. This is the nightly version of the Cove. apologize to Cam Newton for what he did 5 years ago, but he won't. I'm president of Virginia Reality Sports Group, the Anthony Johnson Show. Happy birthday, Anthony Johnson. Kyle Moresi. And we did have 1450. And we did have RadioOnline.com. Michael was in room, so we're going to enroll. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ambassador Bad. Ambassador Bad. Sports Network. WCOM. Raleigh, North Carolina. Bad Freeman, thank you for calling today. The Mighty O'Bob for WFO, today in Buffalo, New York. A young warrior, Travis Singleton, for Kings McGrade, Oklahoma City. Remember, Noel Rogers, the ASN founder and executive director. Dorian Wayne, New England Reformer Magazine, CEO of Boston, Massachusetts. And Giovanni Rosenbucket, El Segundo, California. We're going to end this show with a salute to Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind, Empire, who passed away this Thursday. All the brothers of the 70s, I think the 70s are leaving this earth. And we need to salute them and remember them. Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire, better known as the Elements. Reason Elements. Good night. one more. We're going to try Khalil.